Track 12. A good read is where the tradition of Norfolk thatching begins. Serena Shores talks to a master thatcher about why our county is the perfect place for this ancient craft.
The extensive wetlands which grace our county from the Norfolk Broads to the marshes of the northern coast have long provided a rich source of natural roofing material. And the abundance of the indigenous waterreed and the rarity of Norfolk sedge grass, which is exclusive to this area and highly prized, in combination with traditional management, has influenced the craft of the thatcher for centuries. We are lucky in Norfolk to have easy access to locally grown waterreed, says Master Thatcher Richard Holton. It is very strong and rigid, while hollow stems also make it light to handle. A waterreed roof only needs renewing every 50 to 60 years, compared to 20 for wheat straw. Richard first went up the ladders as a 15-year-old apprentice, where his first tasks involved carrying materials up to the roofs. Gradually learning the job as he went along, and loving the hard work out in the open air, he decided to go out on his own in 1995, starting Broadland Thatchers, and estimates that he has completed 7 to 8 roofs a year since then. Each job begins by checking the health of the rafters, doing any necessary repair work, and preparing the roof to receive the reeds. We often start with a fire barrier, which is a PU28 membrane secured with tile battens, Richard explains. Reed courses are then applied with a 6-inch overlap at the gable. This precaution provides a crucial window to extinguish a fire. It will take an extra hour for an outside ignition to travel inside, and vice versa. The main body of the work carried out by Richard and his 4-man team involves dressing the reed slopes with an implement called a legget by driving in the layers of reed at an angle of 45 to 55 degrees to match the angle or pitch of the roof and create a smooth elevation, as opposed to cutting it as with wheat straw work. The paddle-shaped metal legget with a raised geometric pattern on one side is also used to comb the reed to further neaten it, and the intricate ridging work is completed using Norfolk sedge grass and local hazel. As well as being dictated by the placement of chimneys and windows, it is down to personality how each thatcher creatively approaches an individual roof, says Richard. The pliable nature of sedge grass, which bends in half without snapping, means that it is ideal for creating complex, scalloped hazel pattern work using traditional Norfolk designs and held down by hazel brooches stripped to the right thickness and twisted by hand. The ridges often need redoing after 15 years, depending on the quality of the sedge grass that season, and because hazel pattern work breaks down more quickly. Covering a roof takes a surprising amount of the bone-dry reed. A bundle will cover 1 square foot to a depth of 13 inches, and the average roof will require no fewer than 3,000 bundles. Richard's skill and reputation has seen him contracted by the Broads Authority, the National Trust and English Heritage, thatching buildings as diverse as Toad Hall Cottage at Howe Hill and Acle Church. The most important turning point for me was becoming a member of the National Society of Master Thatchers, he says. The assessment was carried out by a chap called Rod Miller, and my work was thoroughly checked for quality and consistency. It is hard to overstate the significance of gaining this accreditation to someone in the thatching trade. His location at North Walsham means that it is only natural to source his material from the Broads, using Richard Starling, who is based at West Somerton. Sedge grass is harvested in summer, and the reed is harvested every winter, and sometimes areas of old standing in the reed beds are burnt so that the new shoots, or colts, don't become dog-legged pushing through a jumble of old stalks and leaves. Meanwhile, water reeds need careful attention to ensure it grows straight. Maintaining historical integrity makes this material very attractive, and Richard has seen himself diversify into more unusual projects. As well as straw bale houses, which are becoming increasingly popular, we have seen greater demand for thatch roofs on summer houses and even wood stores, he explains. However, I see this area's wealth of listed buildings as the main source of work in the coming years. It is, though, impossible to talk about Richard without mentioning the dog on the roof. It was about 10 years ago that Axel ended up on the roof by accident and initiative, Richard laughs. We were all on the slope having lunch, and he couldn't find a way round to reach us, so he clambered up onto the ridge and basically lived up there. After Axel's passing, it only seemed natural to take his new dog Shuck up onto the scaffold where he too seems very at home. As for the future of the craft, it is unfortunate that the last formal course available to teach would-be thatchers ended a few years ago. Thatching is a hard year-round job where you need a head for heights and a willingness to get your hands dirty and rough, says Richard. There's no reason why these new-build thatched houses can't last a very long time. We just need a tough new generation of apprentices who will learn to love these ancient skills, the way I did.